This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It is Baskin and Phelps, 92.3 The Fan. The Browns are in Carolina today. They are going to practice. Today's practice is extremely important. They'll play on Friday night. That game will be on TV. All signs pointing to Shedeur Sanders getting to take the first snap. The other quarterback we'll see in that game is Tyler Huntley. It just seems like those are the only two quarterbacks they want to play. That was based on Kevin Stefanski's press conference from earlier today. So all the news and notes from what's going on today, though, which Friday, as far as evaluation for the coaching staff, as far as getting reps in for your veteran players, as far as getting ready for the real season, today is the important day. We're not going to see any of it, but today is the important day. Dan, what do you have as for updates? What's going on?
So this is from Eric K. Cabot, who is at the practices in Charlotte. Kenny Pickett in the first 7-on-7 period. Kenny Pickett went 3-for-4 with a throwaway. Shedeur Sanders went 1-for-3 with a throwaway. Dylan Gabriel went 4-for-5 with a drop. Joe Flacco, Tyler Huntley, not in the first run of 7-on-7.
Oh, my God.
Season's over. That's it. First pick in the draft.
Joe's going to be rusty.
He's not going to be ready, Jeff.
I want him to get reps.
What are we
going to
do? These are very important reps. These are wasted reps.
I want Snoop.
I heard Mike Lombardi talking about that yesterday.
I want Snoop out there fast. Let's go.
We would keep you up to date on anything else taking place inside of camp.
Yep, we got it right here.
The story kind of circles around Sanders today.
Be Gano?
Because we know that Sanders, everybody else.
Is it really?
Yeah, 100% it circles around him.
Okay.
Towards Friday. What do you think it circles around? If you don't think it's Sanders, what is it?
I think way too much is being made out of a fifth-round quarterback, a young guy who's obviously going to play, but I expected him to play. To me, it's about getting first-team reps for your first-team guys against another first team.
Today. That's your
today.
Saying? Yeah. But the Sanders playing storyline with a pre-practice interview session with the head coach, I think, is going to it's a storyline at least until practice ends. And if something crazy happens in practice, then that'll become the bigger story. But I think everyone's going to want to go back to Shedeur and the fact that we know he's going to play and that the Browns have tweeted out he will start on Friday night. And he's the show, guys. I'm sorry. He's the show right now. Television loves him right now because you know you're going to drive viewers to the game. If you're sitting in the middle of America trying to figure out what to do on Friday night, and all of a sudden you flip it over to NFL Network and you see that Sanders is playing, you're sticking with it. He is the reason. He's the reason I think people are watching on Friday night. I'm not saying he's going to be successful or not successful or what's going to, I want him to be successful, but he is the reason I think people want to watch any of the Browns preseason games. In fact, there's a reason NFL Network wants to show all the Browns games live, and there's a reason why the NFL thinks the Browns aren't worthy of anything better than a 1 o'clock spot and one game in London during the regular season. Like, the time to watch the Browns is going to be now because everybody wants to see what Sanders is going to do. Am I wrong?
I don't think you're wrong. I think you're a little over the top on it. But everything about Shador has been a little over the top.
If we were sitting in a production pre-production meeting, or we were sitting at the
Well,
I'm throwing a hypothetical at you. So if you and I were sitting there and we were trying to do programming for a station, and someone said, "Hey, you know what? What's the best? What do we have our eye on?"
You talked about fans. You weren't talking about a TV production.
No, that's why I switched it into the TV production part of it. That's what I'm saying.
Of course. You've got a lousy Carolina team against a lousy Browns team. What are you going to watch in the Shador Sanders situation?
Yeah, but I don't think it's just Carolina. Although you're going to, you play Philly. That'll be interesting too. Philly's a story unto its own. Bigger than Sanders, but not here.
Would hope so.
I would hope so too. But people want to see what Sanders looks like. I think people want to see that the teams were wrong for not drafting him earlier. I really do. I think that's a storyline that's pushing it. I don't even think it's so much that he's Deion's kid. I think at this point in his career, where he's at right now, I think they want to see if the teams were wrong. And I think that's a storyline that's pushing the whole media narrative in this thing.
Okay.
Because we really don't know what the Browns actually think. I mean, we hear rumblings here, we hear rumblings there, but they're rumblings. They're not, nothing is a hard fact.
Well, guys listed fourth on the depth chart. To me, he's got every opportunity to change that narrative and put himself where he, maybe higher up on the chart. I can't wait to see him, Andy, and I hope he succeeds. I hope he's terrific. I hope Pickett's terrific. I hope Gabriel's terrific. I would love to have more than one quarterback that you feel confident in playing because he shows competence. I'd love it. You imagine if we have four guys that look pretty good? That'd be great. Keep three, try and stash one. I mean, it would be a wonderful change.
Dan. What defines success for Shador Sanders on Friday? For the two of you, what would you call if we're walking out on Friday night? And Jeff, you'll be on the post game show. Andy, you'll be doing coverage as well. What will define success for
Shador
Sanders?
Not looking overwhelmed.
Okay,
that it's as simple as that. Don't look overwhelmed. That's all there is. Estimation.
Are there any numbers or anything like that you're going to specifically look for?
No, I'm not looking at numbers in the least.
Look for a guy who feels comfortable in an offense.
That's all I want to see.
Okay.
It's his first exposure to another NFL team. If he starts and plays against first teamers, just don't look overwhelmed. Look like you know what you're doing. It's as simple as that. Let's not expect the kid to go out and be phenomenal. I mean, that's unfair to him. That's the one thing that I think people are overblowing this. Let him come along slowly. The Browns have clearly been slow playing him during training camp. Why? Because they want him to succeed. They are trying to set him up to succeed. And we've had people calling and screaming. They're not playing him. They're not giving him a chance to play against first teamers. They're not giving him team reps with the first team offense. Everybody needs to understand, they want every player to succeed. Why? Because then you have a better roster. And they're trying to help him succeed and become a good NFL quarterback. And that's all I want to see. I don't want to see him be overwhelmed on Friday. Other than that, there's nothing else there.
I'll give you the simpleton's guide to success for Shador Sanders on Friday. All he has to do is avoid a couple tackles when he gets pressured and throw a touchdown pass. And try to move the ball forward. That's all he's got to do.
Get rid of the ball quickly, too.
Yeah, and get
do not hang on to it too long.
If he gets sacked, it can't be on him. You know what I'm saying?
The big thing,
it's got to be on the offensive line collapsing too fast.
I'm looking for a guy who's going to play in rhythm. I want to see him play in rhythm in an offense, and by that I mean three steps ball out, five steps ball out.
Yeah, I think
what I mean. Yeah, don't hang on to that ball,
don't
man.
Try to be Superman. Don't try to make things happen with your legs, all that kind of stuff. Sorry,
but that philosophy is. I agree with both you guys on that. The issue is that if you're putting him out there against their first team defense, and you're rolling out your second team offensive line, who maybe he's worked with a little bit. He's already at an unfair advantage. And so now we're asking for some disadvantage. Yeah. That he's got to work against something that, like, the cards are stacked against him.
No, let's not do that. The cards aren't stacked against him. It is what it is. Whoever he's out there with, he's out there with. There's no need to make excuses for him. We know what's going to happen. He's going to be out there. He's going to play football. Just don't look overwhelmed.
It's why being on time, like being on exactly. time can help hide your offensive
Absolutely.
Line.
If the offensive line is going to be an issue, if he's not reading NFL defenses yet, which, by the way, if he is, congratulations to him. Congratulations to him. That's why get rid of the ball. Do not hang on to it. That was one thing that a lot of folks thought about him at Colorado, is that he held on to the ball too long. Well, don't do it here. You're going to get your head knocked off. Then we're going to see Snoop for 3.5 quarters.
And avoid truly dreadful picks. That's the other one. Like, you could throw a pick that's like, okay, you underthrew it. Okay, I overthrew that one. Like,
what if you throw it to a spot where a guy's not there? Those are the worst looking interceptions ever.
Yes.
When you throw a ball to the other team and all of a sudden you're like, man, there was no one there, but someone was supposed. Like, here's the problem for us on the outside, that we don't know if a receiver is supposed to be there or not. And no quarterback is going to throw their wide receiver under the bus and go, well, they ran the wrong route on a timing route, and I just had to put the ball to an area, and they forgot to show up. Well, those are the ugliest interceptions in the NFL, and we sit there and we go, what was that guy thinking? And the only guys that really know it are the wide receiver that didn't run the right route and the quarterback who's so frustrated, and the head coach or offensive coordinator, like, that just looks bad.
Correct, but the truly dreadful pick, and like, you launch one into double coverage and the guy that's one read over
trying to
is
force
wide
it
open.
Yeah, like, I'll buy that.
That's the stuff that I look at and I'm like, oh, those are the truly dreadful picks that are just like, oh man, what are you looking at here? If you just would have made one more read, you would have had the shot you were looking for.
Yeah, I'm going to go back, though, to this, the uneven balance on the lines. Because how's a quarterback supposed to make a quick read when the line collapses instantly? So does it become a running play? Is that the right play then? That's what I'm asking you. Is it, if you see that your offensive line has completely collapsed and they're getting outmanned, that you're smart enough to make it into a running play? I don't know
might
how
be
to
a
read
little
that.
Too late at that point.
Yeah, so that's I'm going to be hesitant.
You're not going to be able to call a running play if your line is collapsed. I mean, if it's a pass play,
you're already
dropping back.
Yeah, I keep saying don't judge what you see offensively in a fourth quarter of a preseason game where a team might have success at the end because you're going up three. I think that holds true at the beginning of a game too, depending on who's playing against each other. And, you know, we all sit here during the preseason, we get all amped or hyped up, or like Jamari Thrash. Like, I was super excited about
Remember
him.
DTR. Last year. Remember your training with DTR. That's all I'll say to anything that takes place in this preseason games.
I'm glad.
Remember DTR.
I mean, I'm assuming Jamari's going to get some time on Friday. I can't imagine that he wouldn't. But, you know, you look at what he looked like during the preseason last year, and I was like, wow, man, this guy looks great. And every year we have a preseason guy that we fall in love with. Like, tell me if Luke Florio doesn't have a touchdown on Friday that we are not all going to be super, did you see what he did, man? He's got to make the team, or he's going to, and then you're hoping that he makes the practice squad.
Second line of 7-on-7s, gentlemen, Flacco, Dylan Gabriel, Kenny Pickett, Tyler Huntley.
Ah, up-to-the-minute information from Carolina.
Way you're go,
getting
Daniel.
It right here.
According to Zach Jackson on that one.
On Baskin and Phelps. All right, Gary Barnage is going to join us at noon. We'll talk to him. About what it's like to be in one of these situations for the Browns where, you know, the quarterback is up in the air and what are guys learning and how do they trust and all kinds of really cool stuff. We'll talk to him. We'll talk to Chris Easterling from the Akron Beacon Journal. And when we come back, we're going to talk about the Guardians because they are climbing the ladder, my friends. And I am loving every second.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I can have it. Baskin and Phelps, 92.3 The Fan, 216-474-0092. Dan Menigan standing by with any other updates if they happen from Carolina.
I have them right here if you would like. Joe Flacco is up with the ones right now, completed a deep ball to Jerry Jeudy. He had a one-handed catch on a crossing route.
Oh. Super Bowl, Super Browns!
Not ours.
Shedeur Sanders was up with the twos, had an incomplete pass. A run flagged for holding, short run to the right, and a short completion on a drag route. So a little bit tougher there. Flacco back up with the ones, a little bit shakier from what this is going. Again, grabbing this from Daniel Oifusi of ESPN.
Look at this. All this important stuff going on. Can we come up with our own rhythmic chant? Is anyone in favor of that? Jeff says no. Dan says,
read that tweet. Read that tweet.
That's all we need right there.
All right, fair enough. I like it. All right, can we switch gears here for a second? Let's talk. We'll talk Browns throughout the rest of the show. We'll give you every update you need. Anybody comes to the podium that's super important, we'll get to them a little bit later in the show, too. Gary Barnage, former Browns tight end, will join us at noon.
Former Panther tight end as well.
Oh, that's true.
Both of his teams.
Chris Easterling, Akron Beacon Journal, 1 o'clock. So, yeah, Barnage, we'll get to hear from both those. I wonder if he's – remember all the cool things he would do when he was in town? He ran out movie theaters for fans and – what a good dude. So he's going to join us at noon. We'll talk to him about, you know, what it's like to be in a camp like the players are in right now with the Browns. Guardians, man. This ride has been really fun. Yeah, I know maybe you might look at the competition and go, well, they're not playing the same competition they were during that 10-game losing streak. But they are winning the games that are in front of them, and they've been doing it pretty well. That was at 18 of 20.
They're 18 and 7 in their last 25.
So fair enough. So there you go. 18 of the last 25 games. They're now sitting a game and a half back on that final wild card spot. The Rangers are a full game ahead of them, and then the Yankees have the last spot. So if you're looking at standings, it's the Red Sox are plus 3.5, so they have a 3.5 game lead. On their playoff position. The Mariners are now plus one. They headed into the weekend. They were either tied or just on the outside looking in. The Yankees have lost five straight games, and they have fallen to 60-54, and they are now just a half game ahead of the Rangers, who are pushing them for the third playoff spot, and right there, the Guardians at 1.5 away out of the wild card race. Kansas City has dropped off at one point. I think they were just... they were a game or a half game behind the Guardians within the last 5 days. So great game last night. And, you know, they play again today at 1 o'clock against the Mets. You know, you looked at this series and you said, okay, we've been playing teams that perhaps aren't the best teams in Major League Baseball. Well, guess what? The Mets are one of those teams that are tough to beat. They've got a big payroll. And last night, Jeff, that bullpen looked great.
Did a nice job, didn't they?
Mm-hmm.
And Cade Smith coming in late, getting it done. The other guys in the bullpen had pitched in three of the last four games, and that was a bit of a problem for them. And then they go to the bullpen and bring in other guys, and they all did the job. And Matt Festa, Kobe Allard, Jacob Junis did a really nice job. Credit to the front office for rebuilding yet another bullpen on the fly. They did a really nice job with that. And I give tons of credit to the pen. Logan Allen kind of gutted it out for five innings, wasn't as sharp as he usually has been. But there was a story on MLB.com by Bill Ladson, who covers the Mets, and he pointed out, the first paragraph just cracked me up. Guardians have often proved that a team doesn't have to hit the ball hard to score runs. He's said entering Tuesday's game, Cleveland ranked last in the major leagues in hard hit rate at 35.9.
Is that really a thing?
You're darn right it is. But guess what? You take that and you add it to this. Ready?
Mm-hmm.
30th, dead last in batting average. 28th, third to last in slugging percentage. 28th in OPS, on base plus slugging.
So how are they winning?
26th in on base percentage. 26th in runs scored. And yet they've won 18 of their last 25 games.
How?
I'm not gonna buy the whole guards ball thing. Mm-hmm. If you watch the inning where they scored their third run last night and took the lead, CJ Cephas had a dinky hit, followed by Brian Rocchio with a dinky hit, followed by Stephen Kwan with a dinky hit. But guess what? The key word there is hit. They were all hits. They were just little ground balls or little flares that dropped. It's been pitching, Andy. Their starting pitching has been very solid, and their bullpen has been more than solid without Emmanuel Clase.
I wonder how many teams use as many pinch hitters as we do. Every day you look in the box score, there's always at least two pinch hitters.
You see how many players the Mets game? Played last night? 9. They didn't change anybody. This team uses pinch hitters because Stephen Vogt, whether you like it or not, is managing the snot out of this team. Why? Because he really doesn't have a whole lot of everyday players. At least that's, you know, that's my thinking.
Yeah. Does anyone think it's a... I said this yesterday to Hoynesy, and to me, it just shows improvement. You know, at one point, we were talking about having a lineup that had 5 guys hitting under 200 on it. 5 in the lineup. So if you look at all 9 slots right now, and Cephas is... I mean, does Cephas even have 15 at-bats?
Too early.
You know, he's only hitting 167. So, you know, really the only guy out there last night was Naylor at 179 right now. He had 3 at-bats. And then he got pinch hit for Fry, who's hitting 172. And then Hedges comes in the game. If he would have had to have hit, he's only hitting 133. So that was at the 6 spot, 5 spot? 5 spot.
I have no proof of this. The one thing, as you said, using pinch hitters and everything else, and yeah, they're doing that.
Mm-hmm.
I wonder what impact that philosophy has had on some of the guys not hitting. In other words, I wonder if Nolan Jones would be hitting better if he had more at-bats. It's really tough to be in there. You're in there, then you're sitting. Then all of a sudden you're pinch hitting, then you're out, and you don't play the next day.
I can't believe I'm going to say what I'm about to say.
It's not just him, but it's a bunch of these guys who were doing that. Schneeman was hotter than blazes, and they didn't play him the next day. He had 3 hits 2 days in a row, and then he sat.
Yeah, I don't understand sitting somebody every day, but if guys believe that they're going to have the opportunity to pinch hit later in the game, rather than thinking the manager's sticking with 9 for the day, then I think you do have a little bit of a different attitude when you approach every game. You may say, okay, I'm not getting 4 at-bats today, but at least they're going to give me a shot at 1. And I could...
That's normally tough, though, Andy.
I know, but normally you'd look there and you'd see a guy has a hit and a home run earlier in the game. You're like, oh, there's no way I'm pinch hitting for this guy. And then, boom, you end up pinch hitting for that guy. And we all look at each other and go, why the... Would you pinch hit for a guy that has 2 hits in this game and 1 went out of the ballpark?
Schneeman was 6 of 9 in the last 2 games against Minnesota. 6 hits, 3 games, 3 in each game. And then against the Mets in the first game, had 1 at-bat, and last night had 2 plate appearances. He walked once, he struck out once, and then got pinch hit for. So since he got 3 hits 2 games in a row, he's had 3 plate appearances. That's tough. I mean, how do you build on being hot? Well, you don't. You've got to try and stay hot without at-bats. That's really difficult to do. And I wonder, you know, we keep seeing, hearing, reading, people sending me emails. Boy, Nolan Jones looks like a ball player, but he's not hitting. No, he's not. I keep wondering where his power is. I wonder, you know, can Nolan not play very well anymore? If that's the case, he won't be on this team next year.
Well, that's true.
However, I wonder if you had given him regular at-bats all season, would he be up there a little bit? How that guy has only 3 home runs, I don't know.
You beat the Mets twice in a row. Do we feel like this is starting to... Are they a playoff team?
Are who a playoff team?
The Guardians.
Maybe.
Yeah, it's a maybe. It's a hard maybe, too. It's not a... Like, you could see this thing, you know, going ugly, but I don't think so.
Pitching's been good, Andy.
It has.
The key is still the pitching.
Again, I can't say enough good things about that bullpen last night. I mean, they shut them down. Well, who would have thought that they were going to only end up with two runs? You know, and then they'd come back to win the game as well.
And think about it. Of the four guys who pitched out of the bullpen last night, only one was with this team last year, with this organization.
Dan, you buying their playoff team right now? They're only a game and a half back.
Sure.
I am too.
I mean, you got three wild card teams. Why not you?
Every chance.
I'm happy. The more I think about it, I'm just happy that they basically did nothing but, you know, shave some cash off the bottom line at the trade deadline. They kept Kwan. Have you been reading... I think everyone's kind of speculating still on what the trade offers were, but I think you hit the bottom line right, Jeff, not about Kwan. But if your closer was still eligible to play baseball, you would have brought back a gigantic haul.
And I bet you would have moved him.
And this is what nobody wants to hear, and I'm not trying to downplay anything, but it will be taken that way. During that losing streak, you ran into a lot of really bad luck.
Bad luck and good teams.
Right now?
Well, they played some pretty good games and lost.
Exactly. Right now, you're running into some really good luck. I mean, the fact that David Fry bunts a ball in the air that doesn't get caught and then thrown away in an extra innings game kind of tells you something. Like,
to Lindor, too.
Yeah.
Right?
Exactly. So, where before you were running into some really rotten luck, now you're running into some good luck on top of that.
There are a couple series coming up, as I was looking ahead at the end of the month. So they've got the Rangers and the Mariners. And then I normally wish that you end the season against an AL Central team. But they end the season against Texas, which is the team that they're on their heels. And might not want to get too close to the Spurs if they're in Texas.
But
you know, they're a game behind them right now. I this has been exciting. I love this. I love what they're putting out there right now. And
I don't, but I love the results.
I don't know. I kind of like it.
The offense drives me nuts, Andy.
Are you expecting home runs all the time?
Or no, I'd like to see better offense. Nothing wrong with that. I don't think they're capable of it.
I mean, I don't.
The way they're playing is working. So good. By the way, John Kenzie Noel was 3-for-4 last night.
There you go. Bring him up.
Not yet.
What? You going to bring him up soon?
No.
The only way he's coming up is for injury. Is that what you're saying?
Probably.
I would think so. But you just took 2 out of 3 for the Mets. And I don't think anybody expected that.
And you could make it 3 of 3.
I know. Let's keep our fingers crossed. MLB Network today, too, for them as well. So that's a 1:10 start for the Guardians and the Mets, and they'll play this afternoon. All right, big media happening over the last 24 hours. We'll talk about that. At least it seems like the deal is done. So we'll talk about that. Gary Barnage coming up at noon. Chris Easterling, 1 o'clock. Baskin and Phelps, 92.3 The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.